The fault. We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream.
Change has come to America.
Believe it.
Help is on the way.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show. Turn up your mind.
Police are investigating a string of deadly shootings at three massage parlors in and around Atlanta.
They shot up a spa up there. They've shot up two spas here. So we need to make sure if we have any Asian spas, we need to be checking on them.
The first happened late Tuesday afternoon at Young's Asian Massage. Police arrived to find multiple people shot.
We're conducting a multiple homicide investigation. So wherever the evidence leads us, that's where the investigators will go.
Then, about an hour later, two more shootings, this time in nearby Atlanta. The targets, two more massage parlors.
We just heard numerous gunshots.
Police say they were responding to one shooting when they got a call about more shots fired just across the street.
It appears that all victims are female. It appears that they may be Asian.
In all, eight people were killed. Officials say six of them are believed to be Asian women.
How freaking sad. So this is the suspect that they arrested. He is 21 years old. Brett, his picture. He's 21 years old. He comes from a very religious background. And we're just now learning that he's been in rehab for a sex addiction that he has. And he targeted places that he blamed for tempting him, is what he did. What's really disgusting is that the Asian community is terrified of being attacked because there's been 3,500 attacks on Asian Americans in this country. You can get rid of him now. Thank you. There have been 3,500 attacks on Asian Americans ever since Donald Trump started blaming the virus in this country on China and calling it the China virus and the Wuhan virus and et cetera, et cetera. And so for all too long, last night and this morning, the Asian American communities around this country, from East Coast to West Coast, from North to South, have been living in total panic, total terror. But happy St. Patrick's Day, everybody. Remember when we only hated the Irish? Remember that? When we wouldn't hire Irish? Remember that? This is it's an amazing thing. I mean, America always goes through these racist fits and starts and, you know, just like so amazing. We don't hire Irish, you know? I mean, and now there's this war on Asians. Asians, for the love of Pete, my God. And anti-Semitism is all over this country. Racism, it's so amazing. It's so amazing. So I just, now that we're all free to celebrate St. Patrick's Day without being labeled some sort of a traitor, I just wanted to take a brief moment to wish you a happy St. Patrick's Day and pray to God that this is the last St. Patrick's Day that we have to drink alone. Because when I slur, "I love you, man," at the end of a St. Patrick's Day celebration, I need to hug you. I need to hug, does it count as drinking alone if you're on a Zoom call? Just a question. What if it's a business Zoom call? Does that count? Yeah. So anyway, that's what's going on. Now, this is weird timing because this 21-year-old actually said that the reason he went on the shooting spree at Asian massage parlors is because he has a sex addiction and he blamed the massage parlors for tempting him. Apparently he did go there. Apparently he did. But this goes, I don't know, so it was Georgia. It was Atlanta. So maybe Atlanta will join Utah. What do I mean by that? Well, Utah are trying to, I don't know how to say that. They're trying to keep porn from you. They're trying to ban porn in Utah by passing a law that has a new requirement in it that all cell phones and tablets sold in the state of Utah block all pornography. All porn. So I would say that's a government intrusion on free speech. while Fox News is very busy, going over Mr. Potato Head and cancel culture and, Dr. Seuss books, this is the government of Utah literally inserting, well, you can't say that now. Can't even say the governor's name in tandem with the story. You know what the governor's name is of Utah? Cox. Just saying. Very difficult to talk about this. But the conservatives in Utah are coming for your porn. No, I'm not going to rephrase that. That is what they are doing. They want to automatically block pornography on any cell phone, any tablet that is sold in the state of Utah. Isn't that great? So now, after all these years of Donald Trump, they want to crack down on obscene things that people do with their phones and obscene things that come over the phone. This is just so unbelievable. They're betting that nobody's going to lift a hand to stop this because their hands are busy. I don't know, because they're so conservative in Utah, because they literally have a problem with certain lingerie catalogs in Utah. But here's the thing. No one knows if Governor Cox is going to sign this or veto this. Now, strictly on constitutional points, he can't possibly sign this. This is exactly what the First Amendment was built for, okay? The First Amendment was built so that government couldn't intrude on your right to free speech, okay? And if you wanted to, you know, look at porn, or if you wanted to make porn, I don't know. I mean, we had this whole People versus Larry Flint thing, and Larry Flint won. So I think we all understand how the Constitution, you know, weighs in or out of porn or in and out of porn. But if this thing, if this thing would actually pass, just so you know, it wouldn't go into effect in Utah unless five other states also enacted the same or similar law. Five states. So I'm wondering if Georgia would be, you know, based on this this shooter here who's addicted to sex, that they could cite this and now go after, you know, porn. Five states they would need. Five. You can't. I don't even know where would you look. Like Idaho. You can't even look at Idaho. Idaho has "ho" in its name. You can't. I mean, five states to go along with it. I don't know. I guess if the right wingers, you know, ban pornography, then maybe what? They'll just get off on straight up racism or racist memes. I mean, that's what they'll look at to, get their job. This is really sad and this is really dangerous. I just needed to explain this to you because I want you to know that that is something that certain governments in certain states are trying to do. And here we are with an entire community freaked out because Asians were targeted by a guy who was very religious, who believed that these massage parlors were tempting him. And now the religious community just might use this religious zealot who believed that massage parlors were tempting him to ban your porn, even though you can handle it. Did I say that? I did. You see what I mean? You cannot have this conversation. You just, because everything becomes a double entendre. You just can't do it. But anyway, that's the Utah campaign against porn, and it marches on. Phones and tablets, they will automatically block porn sites. I don't understand. I mean, don't they have better things to do? Don't we have, like, you know, viruses to fight and, like economies to run and economies to open. I mean, don't we have things to do? Amazing.